it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we are live. Shout out to everybody who came out. You guys have been fantastic as always on this Thirsty Thursday here. Shout out to the great staff here at Buffalo Wild Wings. I see you, Scarlett, doing her thing, taking care of us as they always do. There you go. Clap it up for Scarlett. Yeah, there she is. As everybody with Bud Light who have been here, helped put this together as well. Our promo staff, Osita, he's done a fantastic job. Clap it up for Osita. All right, he's got the pipes. Makes me have to do less work. And our engineer, Matt, who keeps us on the station and on the air as well as on YouTube and Twitch. Shout out to Matt as he always does a great job as well. And then Tyler Milner holding it down back at the station and keeping us going as well. Again, tomorrow, you can hang out with us again, Football Friday, as we get you ready for the weekend of football and still getting you ready for that Monday night battle for the Texans as they host the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We will be in Katy tomorrow. BBs, come hang out with us, 406 West Grand Parkway in Katy. BBs, 2 o'clock we'll start, and we will not be empty-handed. You can win some tickets to the Texans and much, much more. So come hang out with us tomorrow. As somebody is yelling at me, I ain't got what he's saying, but it sounded beautiful, I'm sure. all right, coming up behind us, Texans All Access with the fellas as they will hold things down. They will have John McClain, the Hall of Famer, the general, with them. And then Thursday Night Football, they'll only be on for an hour. Thursday Night Football will follow Washington at Green Bay. All right, as we continue, before we get to T-Mill's best bets coming up in a bit, Clint, I know for you, you're looking at this for the Texans. A lot of it has been about the offense side of the ball, and that is fair. The defense gave up 14 points, came up with a turnover, and put them in position to try to come back and win and steal that game against the Rams. But they did a great job, and you'll take that every time you get. You'll press the button for 14 points against an offense like that. Really damn near against anybody. But it wasn't perfect. There were some things, Clint, that you can look at that you would think D'Amico and Matt Burke will really have to adjust to.
Yeah, look, I think there's just one obvious adjustment that they can make defensively that'll even make this defense better. And it's a problem that we knew existed. You know, you just hope that it goes away. You hope that it gets better in an offseason. And it's just I just don't think it's going to happen. I think it's a personnel. It's an ability that Jalen Petrie just doesn't have. He's just not going to be able to cover in man-to-man situations. And so, you know, I think the three safety system with and I'm called Jalen Petrie a safety with Jalen Petrie and C.J. Gardner-Johnson and Bullock in the game is you've got the ability to be super multiple and do a million different things. Now, I don't know how often they're going to do that, but you have the ability to pull that out of your head at any point in time if you're D'Amico, right? But it's clear, in man situations, you know, teams' ability to get Devontae Adams or Puka Nacua or whoever the next
coming up, Chris Godwin or Abeka Abuka.
Yeah, any of them. Yeah. Any of them. Get those guys in the slot. They did it so often it was like it was taking candy from a baby. And that just simply cannot be the case in critical moments. In moments when you know you can play man or zone and you can kind of disguise and do some things, you can pressure and make them get the ball out before it becomes a problem, that's fine. But when they really zero in on and dial in on Jalen Petrie in that slot and can get their best receiver on him, the Texans have problems. And the reality of it is your offense is not going to allow you to make too many mistakes. Your offense is going to – this is going to be a – the games you win, we're going to hear, are mostly going to be one-score games. And it's going to come down to two or three plays. It's going to come down to getting that stop. And in those moments, if these quarterbacks have the ability to get their best receiver on Jalen Petrie in some kind of man situation, it's going to be disadvantaged Texans. And so I just think the – we've talked about this multiple times. I just think the – you know, the adjustment is Kamari Lassiter in a slot. I think he bumps in. I think you put Jaden Smith, the kid from USC. You put him outside, and then I think you got the best coverage unit that you can put on the field at that point in time. And truth be told, you don't lose a lot of your instincts. You don't lose your physicality when you go from Jalen Petrie to Kamari Lassiter. So I don't think – look, I'm not saying that Jalen Petrie can't play. Jalen Petrie's going to play a lot of football here. I just think in critical situations, they're going to have to lean into Kamari Lassiter being the nickel.
However it comes, like, you just can't make it easy for guys like Baker Mayfield too. You can't make it easy where Baker Mayfield can look pre-snap and see exactly how you're lined up, and you have the dogs that you have on that side of the ball in coverage and on the D line to get there quick. You can't just make it so easy where, all right, I know exactly where the matchup is. And Matthew Stafford, it was just easy for him pre-snap to know exactly where he wanted to go, because they could use alignment. Sean McVay could use alignment to get matchups that he wanted.
They knew that if they had a tight end or another receiver and either started him inside Puka or Devontae and moved him out, they were going to bump it. They weren't going to follow. They were going to bump it, which put Petrie on the best wide receiver. If they also on the flip side, if they started with the really good wide receiver outside and motioned him inside, they were going to bump it, and so you end up getting Jalen Petrie on that receiver. And so I mean, hell, they weren't just – it wasn't just Stafford. Hell, the play caller they knew exactly what they were going to get. Now, they may not have given a damn.
Yeah, it just – like, listen, the Texans defense potentially is going to be a top-five defense. And the way they played Sunday does not make us waver off that at all. But a bit of it is unfair. They're going to, at the very least, early – when we're listening to – you hear them today. They gotta help their rookie OCs. The quarterback is saying, like, they're gonna have to carry this team at least early, and they just can't. They can't make those kind of mistakes. That it's 3rd and 7 on Monday, and they can easily get Chris Godwin if he plays, and Abuka if you know so easily in matchups that they're just going to win, and you know it.
Just here's the thing is if you had to do it, if it's the only option you had, then look, they do it well and it worked out. They gave up 14 points, so there's no complaining, right? It is a sound concept that if you get the pressure there, if you mix him up when you're rushing Petrie versus covering him, when it's man, you can do different things. They are really good at that. So it's obviously a sound concept. It obviously is going to be their identity. I don't think it's going anywhere. I just think in critical situations, they are going to have an answer. They're going to have to shake it up. Watch what happens this week. And I don't know if it's going to happen the whole game, but in the first quarter of this football game, watch how many times the tight end or the other receiver lines up outside. I'm sorry, inside, and motions out, which leaves either Godwin or Ibuka in the slot, or even Evans in the slot against a lesser defender, right? Or vice versa. Watch when you start the tight end and you motion the receiver inside, they're just bumping it, and they're going to try that. And any good offensive coordinator worth their salt is going to try. They're going to try that, and if they keep doing it, they're going to go at it.
Doing it. Yeah.
If D'Amico's made an adjustment, then they'll make an adjustment. But they're going to try it for sure. There's no doubt about it.
But like you said, one of the great things about what they have on this defense in terms of personnel, they have the ability to to be flexible with their personnel.
Oh, yeah.
To change. They don't have to be stuck.
Because the obvious, the elephant in the room here is if you just say, hey, Darius Stingley Jr., you go wherever Evans goes. That you got Evans or whoever it is. Whichever one, you can always match play. And so you can do that. You can move Kamari Lassiter to the nickel defender and bring Smith in. You can do. D'Amico has so many weapons defensively.
Yeah, he's got options.
It's going to be so fun to watch. But that is part of what they're going to have to pay close attention.
It just
to.
Can't be that easy. It can't be that easy. All right, T. Mill, baby. He's done pretty well on best bets this week, 63%, and he's going to try to win you some cash today. Did pretty well last week. When it came to Thursday night football, did pretty well Monday night as well. What you got on tap? Big Thursday night football tonight, T. Mill. What you got? T. Mill's best bets.
Yes, sir. It is winning time. It is football time. I got four bets for tonight's matchup in Green Bay between the Commanders and the Pack. First, I'm taking those points. I'm taking the Washington Commanders +3.5 tonight against the Packers in Green Bay. Like it a lot, actually. I wouldn't say it's a lock or anything, but I really like that bet for tonight. Next, I think Clint mentioned this one earlier. I am on the under in this ball game. I teased mine up a little bit. I think it's actually set around 48, 47.5, 48.5, somewhere in there. I have under 49 in this game tonight between the Commanders and the Packers. And then two player props for you to finish things out. Both of them play for the Commanders. First, Austin Eckler. The running back, over 20.5 receiving yards. 20.5 receiving yards. That is my favorite bet of the evening. And then Jaden Daniels, the second-year quarterback for the Commanders. I'm on over 21.5 completions for young Jaden Daniels against the Packers this evening. Those are your four best bets. Boys, do you like any at all?
Yeah, the completions I definitely like. Cliff is just gonna get. I mean, he's gonna get them completions out. I love that. I wondering what the. I thought you'd have rushing numbers for Jaden Daniels. That feels like a.
I was looking at that prop. Maybe a tie. I can't remember what it was, but I was looking at that.
But I don't know. I like the Packers tonight, but we'll see if they're able to cover. But I like the Packers.
I like that under. That's a big number, man. I like it. Early in the season, that's a big number. Some decent defenses. I mean, decent to really good defenses. We'll see as the season goes along how they can go. But I like the under in this one. And I like both of those player props, T. I think they're both good numbers.
Hell yeah. 21-20, Packers win.
Yeah. They're doing that that running back by committee, and clearly Austin Eckler is the receiving back in this situation. So not bad. We'll see if you can win a little cash. Again, we've had a great time here. Thursday here at Buffalo Wild Wings. We will be out again tomorrow. Football Friday in Katy. Come to BB's, 406 West Grand Parkway. BB's, come on out. 2-6. You got a chance to win tickets. You got a chance to win plenty of prizes. So come hang out with us as well. Shout out to JC Allen, who covers the Bucks, who joined the show today. Texans All Access, John McClain coming up behind us. For Clint, great job. Tyler, great job as always. I am Ron, the show. In Houston, we love you, baby. Always seems to know the way. That's Captain Joe, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, well, that's Captain Joe. All right. Yeah, he is, man. He's
Melton back out there?
No.
Is he in Sugar Land?
No, I think Melton's still up there. They're going to use him as a
pinch runner.
That's a good pinch runner, man. Yeah. Jacob Melton involved in this at all. He ain't in the game.
What did this man do to you, Clint?
Yeah. Strikes out or grounds out. Grounds out the second.
Tyler Miller, you are the greatest producer in the world.